I mentioned recently on this blog that I usually get up early, like 5:15 in the morning. And the reason I do that, it's nice to play offense when I've got two young kids at home. So in case the kids wake up early, I'm already awake and showered and ready to go. So it's a great way for me to start the day. Even though it is slightly early, that's okay. This particular morning that I got this photo here, I saw a ton of fog outside, and my first reaction was like the Homer Simpson, woohoo! I grabbed my camera and tripod, and I went out to take some long exposures because fog is so cool to shoot in, and it really helps if there's no wind. So this here, this photo, what you see is a 15-second exposure, but you can still make out these distinct shapes of the trees. And if there's any wind, if it's foggy and there's any wind at all, two things happen. Number one, the fog goes away. Boo, that's bad. We don't want the fog to go away. And number two, the trees rustle, which makes them blurry in your photos. Boo, we don't want that either. And on this particular morning, it was cool. I don't know, maybe like 60 degrees or something. It was super foggy. So you got all this light that was scattered all around and diffused. And it had this nice otherworldly glow to it. And there was no wind. And it was just so cool. I didn't want to go too far from my house, though, because if the kids did wake up, I wanted to be ready to go take care of them. So this is just out in my front yard. And I've taken shots. I think I posted one like a year or two ago that looked almost like this. It was another long exposure, I think, with cars driving by. If memory serves me, and it might not be serving me properly, but this is just my front yard, so there's nothing really special here. It would be nice to go walk around the neighborhood and really look around for good spots to take photos, but I didn't want to leave my kids and my wife hanging in case they needed me, so I had to stick really close to home. And I wanted to get a sense of this really thick fog and the diffused light from the streetlights. So I shot in manual. This is F16, ISO 200, and I shot for 15 seconds. I played around with the exposure settings a little bit, and I settled on this because I like the results. I like the sense of perspective that I ended up with, where you got the fog sort of receding into the background, and you see these streetlights casting these eerie glows back there. And with the trees, you got this tree on the left where you can see the outline. And then in the middle, you've got this tree that's sort of backlit. And you can see the silhouette of the tree and the trunk way down at the bottom. It's just to the left of the mailbox. And I like the mailbox, too, because it's an indication of where we are. We're in like this urban sort of suburban setting. It's not like out in the country, because you see one mailbox and another mailbox and you see this road sign. I kind of wish the road sign wasn't there. And there's some things about this photo that I kind of wish I could change, like that road sign sticking up there. But whatever, it's all good. I had fun taking it and I learned something, and I guess that's sometimes all you can hope for. The lesson here is, if you're stuck for photo ideas, and this is sort of a practical tip almost, if you're stuck for photo ideas, wake up early, set your alarm before the sun rises, and just go experience the world around you before everything starts going for the day. At this time of year particularly, it's awesome because the air is warm, the earth is still. And the tagline of this blog is exploring the wonders of creation with the 50mm lens. And if you just wake up early and go out with your camera, you can experience a whole new side of that creation that you didn't even know was there.